This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, spoke with farm broadcasters and reporters on Tuesday and commented on the current state of the ag economy. With lower commodity prices, Grassley stressed the need for updated reference prices in a new five-year farm bill. He also was asked if there was any correlation between depressed commodity prices and the recent ag manufacturing job losses. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
Senator Chuck Grassley says that farmers need updated reference prices in a new five-year farm bill to keep pace with increased input cost.
Corn and soybean prices are the lowest they've been in 3 years. On the flip side, input costs have skyrocketed. Let's take corn as an example. At the New Hartford elevator, corn is $4.10 bushel. According to Iowa State University, the estimated average cost for corn in 2024 is around $4.46 per bushel. The farm safety net is in place to help farmers navigate things that are way beyond their control.
Grassley was also asked if the current depressed commodity prices have directly led to recent ag manufacturing job losses.
It's true that when you're losing $50 or $60 an acre, farmers aren't going to have the money to spend on new machinery like they did. And I'm obviously concerned about Iowa workers who are losing their jobs. And I have to monitor that situation every day. But I think getting a strong farm safety net helps get workers back to making tractors.
In recent months, John Deere, CNH, and AGCO have announced job layoffs. Last Thursday, John Deere announced more layoffs at its Waterloo facility in eastern Iowa. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.